All right, you guys know what time it is and what that music means. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. It's time for the Think Tank. We're going to get to it here in just a second. Let these calls load up. And again, you guys know how the Think Tank works. You guys call in and you say, I think, and then you let it ride. So before we get to that, just a couple things. Fred, what was your rate? I'm guessing he's talking about my Navy career. I was a aviation machinist, made a little AD action for those of you scoring at home, and a search and rescue swimmer. And then, of course, people talk about Deontay as well, Deontay Foreman, and lots of, you know, just curious to see how that whole thing plays out. But I'm telling you, man, I don't know. It's listen, you'd like for him to be a playmaker, but for a guy who's apparently out of shape and coming off an Achilles injury, James, listen, I didn't play in the National Football League, but that can't be a good combination.
No, it's not good. And you got to understand, too, when you're coming off Achilles injury, those one of those freak things, but you have to be in the best shape to prevent it from happening again to your opposite Achilles. And not that I wish anything or in speaking anything about his life or his situation, but you got to prepare your body, man. Failure to prepare is preparing to fail.
I love that. I love that. You never cease to amaze with the little motivational sayings.
Drop a dime every now and then.
You got to. All right. So you know how have you been a part of the Think Tank before?
Of course.
All right, so this is James Ahedebo's first time. He's been a part of the Think Tank before, but this is his first time as, you know, being a part of it as far as part of the show itself. Yes. So 713-572-4610, you guys know how this works. Is in the words of my boy Landry Locker, don't ask us how we're doing because nobody cares. All right, so you just started off with I think and let her rip. So your boy Freddie D is going to control this. We'll give it our best, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give this thing a shot. Here we go. You are on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Landry Locker's beginning to think that I'm correct about Paul Gallant.
Oof. There you go. All right. Well, that's one way to look at it. All right. He's right about Paul Gallant. He's the guy that always says he thinks Paul Gallant sucks, I think, is the way that works. So here we go. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the Houston Texans are like that pretty, shiny toolbox that has every tool that you can do every job in, but when you open it, it's all in shambles. I think this bye week, is they're going to get that stuff straight, and they're going to go on that 13-3 run.
Ooh, a 13-3 run. That's a bold statement there, James Ahedebo. We'll get your thoughts on that in just a second. Here we go. You are on the Think Tank. Go ahead.
Orale, Freddy.
Orale.
Hey, Vato, I just want to say, man, I salute you for your service.
Thank you
for your service. Thank you for all the veterans that served and all that. And James, you're doing a dead burn good job, my homeboy.
Hey, appreciate it, my man.
There you go. Rock chalk, my friend. Rock chalk. There you have it. All right. Shout out to all the veterans as well, man. You guys, without doing what you do, we couldn't do what we do. Here we go. You are on the Think Tank. Go.
Chris Myers guy here.
Oh, here
hey,
you
I
go.
Think we get Mrs. Lopez on the radio. There's so many questions we the people have about the massage room.
Uh-oh.
It's just, I could come up with 10 questions, but we got to make that happen, guys.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a live Think Tank, a live show here one of these days. So, we will certainly make that happen. What do you think about John Lopez having a massage room?
What is he doing at massage? I mean,
I don't want to know. James Ahedebo. Come on, you're a smart guy.
You're a smart guy.
Okay. You're not the UMass Hall of Fame for nothing, all right? Come on. You are on the Think Tank. Go ahead.
I think after my 5.5-year relationship ended on Monday, I realized I got the sex game of Freddie, but the body of Vince Wilford.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
is that a compliment?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. My sex game's being brought up. I try to talk about my sex game here on Sports Radio 610. You're on the Think Tank. Go!
Fraser here. I think following up after that guy kind of made me depressed. But hey, guys, do y'all think that Demaryius Thomas, man, is going to be able to learn the playbook and be ready to go, considering he got to move and do all the things that he got to do to get over here? You think he'll be ready?
Come on, bro. You got that kind of cheddar. You really think he's moving?
Yeah.
He's got packing no boxes. He's got people for that. He's got people for that, Fraser. Come on, man. He's got people for that. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Yep. Smoked it. You are on the Think Tank. Go. Uh-oh. We're striking out. Here we go. Nothing for you. Let's try this. You are on the Think Tank. Go.
Landry is giving Lopez a Greek massage in that room right now.
You wrong for that.
Whoa.
There we go. Your word's not mine. Why is this button not working? All right, we'll go to the next one. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, y'all. Death Bomb Lauren.
Hey, Death Bomb Lauren's in the house.
Yeah. I think that if you think that some callers should stick to ironing clothes and making sandwiches, then you can tell me what court or field of your choice to meet you on, and we'll see who wins that battle.
Ooh.
Don't let the boys fool you, gentlemen. Bye.
There you go. Look at F-Bomb Lauren. Look at F-Bomb Lauren.
Break your ankles.
That's right. Taking shots. Somebody tried to make her eat it. Somebody told called the think tank and said she should be eating at a...
Hi there. It's a bootleg Gunta.
It's bootleg Gunta.
And I think that Cam Newton is so nonchalant tying his shoe while on the field and having his players lined up, and he thinks he's so cool. But that's not cool. He needs to worry about the team first, not himself.
All right, bootleg Gunta. Thank you. Bootleg Gupta. It's not every day you get to hear from Bootleg Gupta. All right, here we go. What am I doing wrong here? Here we go. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Lopez's massage room is A1, and I would love to be in there.
I don't even know what to say to that right now, bro.
That's inappropriate.
I don't even know what to say to that, bro. It's something certain bros shouldn't be saying about other bros, and that's definitely one of them. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Paul Gallant sucks.
Okay. All right. It's easy enough. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Freddie D is killing it today.
Hey. Thank you. Listen, it's a team effort right now. All right. Shout out to James Ahenobo. Shout out to Brandon Porter. Shout out to the lovely Joanna and all of you guys, all the loopholes out there making it do what it do. You're on the think tank. Go.
And the Houston Texans get their first two receivers with 1,000 yards this year.
Ooh, I like that. That's a hot take. I have not heard that take yet this year. Here we go. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I need to give another shout-out to my boys' team, the Legacy Titans. Tonight, we're playing in Grapeland, Texas, and we're going for the perfect season. Undefeated.
Where y'all playing?
Grapeland.
All right. Well, listen, we had you guys winning last week, so get that dub. Let us know on Monday how it goes, all right? All right, I guess he let us know. There you go. All right. All right, let's just switch that number because this one's not working. You are on the think tank. Go. I don't know what's going on.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Smoked it. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think these callers need to pick up this think tank or else Landry's going to be talking much trash come Monday.
I think part of it's my phone, though, too. I think part of it's the phone I'm trying to work from here. That could be an issue as well. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello. This is... Wait. Hold on. I think it's rapping time. First of all, it's your boy, Paypex. Man, what a big mess. Then there's think tank dank. Man, your takes...
Paypex, you're better than that. Yeah. Paypex, you're better than that. You're on the think tank. Go. You're on the think tank. Go. You guys are killing me today.
Parker.
You're on the think tank. Go. This is a disaster. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the Texans next season become the New England Patriots 2.0.
Ooh.
See, the problem with that is you need to win first.
Yeah.
You need to win a Super Bowl in order to become the New England Patriots 2.0. So let's not get ahead of ourselves just yet. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that Bootleg Gupta and that other Jamoke that just got run need to get a race card for their phony Indian accent.
There you go. Ask and ye shall receive. Ask and ye shall receive. You are on the think tank. Go.
I think Landry's mom is in the massage parlor with J-Lo, but he won't have to call him daddy when it's all said and done.
Y'all are wrong.
That's inappropriate.
Y'all are doing too much on a Friday. You're in the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think Clint Capella needs to get rid of that orange patch off that head. That look.
Man, he needs to do something with that because that is not working for him. You got that right. That and about it looks like he's got a spare tire going on down there, too. You're on the think tank. Go. Nope, not happening today. Not happening today. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Lamar Miller needs to practice getting through the gaps by using the one between John Harris's teeth.
You guys are just on one today. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Not only do I think J.J. Watt will win the Comeback Player of the Year award, he will also get his fourth Defensive Player of the Year title.
That's, I tell you what, if he keeps playing at the level he's playing at right now, I don't think that's too far fetched. I don't think that's too far fetched at all. You are on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, go. I think it. Hello.
Yep. Go ahead.
I think ESPN had some great things to say about LaVeyvian Bell and the Texans today.
That's what we're hearing. That's what we're hearing so far. But whether or not he ends up with a Texan is anybody's guess. But a lot to think about. We'll talk about that later on the program. You're in the Think Tank. Go.
I think Freddie D is doing pretty, pretty good today.
I appreciate that, my man. I appreciate that as well. Shout out to everybody else that's making this possible today, especially you guys out there in listener land. You're in the Think Tank. Go.
I think as much as they need it, I hate the bye week for my own selfish reason.
That's fair. That's fair. That is a certainly fair remark. You're in the Think Tank. Go.
I think B.O.B. better not lose those reading glasses on the bye week.
Ooh. Well, he said he got them at CVS. I'm surprised he didn't have an endorsement deal with them yet, considering all the love he's gotten for those readers, as they call them. You are on the Think Tank. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Polly G, while he's out and about on the streets right now, he should pull into Jiffy Lube and get that hair re-lubed. He got a lot of grease in that damn thing.
The first Polly Gallant hair shot of the Think Tank today. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Landry Locker shouldn't be going back and forth with someone that's about to get their eyebrows arched and plucked at the barbershop on location.
Just going in on the Landry Locker, Pauly G feud. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Oh, it's your boy, FedEx TV. I'm in the building, baby. Hey, Freddie D, man, I want to let you know, man, happy Veterans Day from a veteran brother.
Thank you, sir.
You know what I mean? And, hey, Jamie, how you doing? I just want to say this. The best part of being out here in this truck on this rainy day is that Paul Gallant jail is running all over his face right now. I said, man, I hate that guy. I miss Tyler, man. Bring him back. Never mind.
That might be the best call of the day so far. All right, let's do five more calls. All right, we're going to take five more calls, and y'all better come with it. Five calls. Here we go. No particular order. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the McRib is the best sandwich ever.
The McRib is the best sandwich ever. I don't know how I feel about that, but there's one in the books. All right, here's call number two. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again. Did Pancakes try to do my accent?
We've had two ghetto Guptas today, Gupta, so you better bring it strong.
What is going on? Anyways, I will now attempt the Lopez love.
That's how you do it right there. That's the real Gupta, boys and girls. That is the real Gupta. That's call number two. We got three more. Don't disappoint. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think, thanks, Vance, you dumb, shut your mouth.
All right, I appreciate you not using inappropriate language there. You are on the Think Tank. Go.
I think John Lopez should also be called the Mexican Gordon Fisherman.
Or is a race car.
You know, I said that was call number four, but you guys have been so good. I'm going to go ahead and throw two more calls on the mix because I'm feeling some type of way right now about you guys on a Friday. Think Tank, go. Oh, waited too long. Waited too long. Here we go. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Lopez's massage room is known as the training table to those boys he used to
coach. Oh, y'all are wrong. Y'all are wrong for that. Y'all are wrong for that. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, Sean R.C. here.
There we go.
Listen, so here I am, and I'm out here in College Station for work. Now, I've been out here many times, but this was the first time I passed by signs advertising for John Lopez's massage room. Can I tell you what the sign looked like?
What's it look like?
It was John Lopez, It was John Lopez and Bill Cosby wearing missing guitars, holding down glasses with liquid that looked like two tablets dissolving in them.
Oh, man, y'all are wrong. All right, this is it. This is it. Last one. Last one. Here we go. You're in the think tank. Make it happen.
Houston Texans will average 35 points a game coming out the bye.
Okay.
All right. I'm with you.
Maybe not the most PG-13, but you know what? We'll take it. We will take. You know what? I'll give you guys. Hey, shout out on the think tank.
Today. That's a solid
shout
think
out
tank.
On, we got a little sideways on the phone system there because normally Landry does it from in the production room. So your boy was hitting buttons today. So good job by you guys. All right, coming up next, we'll make picks for the. We got picks to get to. We also got a little more. Like I said, I got a dilapidated movie review to get to, as well as a Hedebo advice. What is a Hedebo advice? Stick around 1:20, and you will hear exactly what a Hedebo advice is. But coming up next, we are going to do our picks for the week. Lots to get to. Glad to have you on board. Don't go anywhere. You know what? I'm going to push the Conan O'Brien thing back to the next segment. Why? Because I can. Don't go anywhere. It's in the loop on a Friday.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.